This audio narrative is copyright of motherslust.com. This story is 100% fiction. All characters are over the age of 18.
Chapter 7. Sabrina was happy now that her son had lost his ability to dominate her. Actually, he had not really exercised domination at all. She was not sure how it had happened, nor did she dwell on it anymore. Brian seemed just as happy, too. When she thought about it, Sabrina knew she had not really enjoyed being humiliated and embarrassed by Brian in lewd ways. It had been simply the newness of it. The excitement she had felt was far greater than that fleeting need to be forced into those wicked acts. She had never been a truly passive woman when it came to sex. Sabrina much preferred mutual efforts when it came to fucking. Besides, she could not remain passive once her son's lovely hard cock was inside her cunt. In the early evening, she had seen Vicky leave, wishing she could remain with them all night. She had pulled the young girl tightly against her body, smashing her tits against her perky breasts as she thrust her tongue almost down Vicky's throat, one hand on her tight, tight ass, the other gripping her tight cunt. Just before she left, Sabrina whispered in her ear, "Bring your sister next time." When she and her son were alone, she asked Brian what his feelings were about seeing her being fucked by his friend.
"I liked watching you fuck her in your mouth best, Mom,"
Brian had said.
"That made me pretty excited."
"Have your feelings changed about me?" she asked him. "I mean, because I love to fuck so much?"
"Yes,"
he said, his face serious. For a moment, Sabrina's heart pounded, but then her son's face split into a huge grin.
"I love you more, Mom."
"Good," she said, poking at his ribs.